dive deep into it or not. You don't, we're happy.
But nobody can ever take away your love and your wisdom.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Dr. Jim and Jody Show. And we have a very special edition today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say special guest.
And a very special guest.
Oh,
I don't know how many of you know this, but we're sitting next to a big-time author here now. Two books. So I thought that we would take some time today and allow me to interview you about your books. Little self-promotion, yes, I'm not going to deny that one, right? That's why you wanted to do this?
Oh, okay.
Promote your book?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm a little scared, though. This is me being vulnerable,
we'll just keep
allowing
it
him
short.
To interview me.
We'll keep it short and sweet, but okay. That way these people... So you have two, mm-hmm. right? The first one was...
Yes. Psst, want to get out of your own way.
I don't know. Tell them.
Oh, psst,
well, I know what it is.
That's how we met.
I know what it is.
Yes.
They don't.
It's called Want to Get Out of Your Own Way.
And where to tell us a little bit about it?
So it's just 31 days. Because 31 days, then you can create a habit. So every day it was, what are you grateful for, a goal you have, and something that you like about yourself. And I do that after every class that I have, just because it just checks you in and it makes you think about that. I have people who... can't make my class, but they'll message me and be like, this is my goal, this is what I'm grateful for, this is what I like about myself, I thought about it all day. You know, it just gets you in that mindset of seeing what's right with life.
So let's run through that again. So what is your goal?
Uh-huh.
What is your mindset?
What are you grateful for?
What are you grateful for?
What is your goal?
What is your goal?
And what do you like about yourself?
And what do you like about
And family
yourself?
And friends doesn't count, because that's just a given.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you come up with those three?
I just started watching people. Like I sit back and I watch people for a long time and then watch their patterns and see, you know, how they react to things. And people aren't really comfortable with sharing what's right, you know, because like when you just said a little self-promotion, yeah, absolutely, because we need to celebrate those things,
yes.
You know, so a lot of times people aren't real comfortable with that. So if you can get them into that space of being comfortable in their own skin, of saying what they like about themselves, goals that they have, because then you put it out there. And we have such a huge community, so now that you put it out there, now you're accountable to it, you know. We talk about accountability a lot, you know, and then what are you grateful for? My gosh, you know, just simple things like it's raining out here today. Well, I'm grateful that it's raining because then the flowers are going to bloom, you know? I mean, just simple little things like that instead of always seeing what's wrong or seeing like how we were talking about like that doubt and then this comes in and that comes in. Because once you allow a seed to be planted that's not quite the right seed, maybe it might be a weed, or I know you don't like that word, but you got to pull it out and you got to replace it with something that this is right, this is right, this is right.
And then the third was,
what do you like about
what
yourself?
Do you like about yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about that one?
Everybody will tell you, they'll look in the mirror and be like, oh, I have cellulite, oh, you know, I'm old, I'm this, I'm that. And no, look in the mirror and see what's right. Because when you start looking, it's the basic law of attraction, is when you don't see what's right with your life, you keep drawing in more of what's not right, you know, and taking yourself to that vibration and taking yourself to that belief. And, you know, you're a child of God, you're perfect, you know, and just run with that instead of seeing what's wrong with everything.
Yeah. What did you learn from doing the work or putting together the book yourself? Like, what did you take from it? Because I know there's also... there's a lot of things going through and doing the work,
mm-hmm.
but to be able to come up with that content and then put it down, and you know that other people are going through this, what did you take away from it, you know, differently than doing the work before? Because I know you've done this work a lot.
Yeah.
But putting the book together, what did you get from it?
My story changes people's lives.
Okay.
So I can't hide behind that anymore, because I mean, I put 9 in here because the last story in here is how this show started, you know, and all that. But it's easy to hide. It's really easy to hide, and it's really easy to stay local and just do your own thing. But the second that I put that book out there, things change tremendously, you know, and like I said, like I have some triggers that I need to pull that I'm kind of, okay, I'm going to do it, but, you know, I'm just kind of stepping back a little bit, but your story matters, how you present things and the way you present it, you know, like there's tons of Lisa Nichols and Tony Robbins and all those people are amazing, but a lot of people don't know them. You know, but so if we can present our story in a different way and teach people the way that we can relate to them and teach them to have a better life and see what's right, then why not? You know, yeah. I mean, why not?
Got it. So if you haven't done the work, I recommend everybody start with this, especially we were talking about coming out of the summer. Mm-hmm. Right? So even if it's just because I was, you know, looking through this, maybe we can... And just fellows out there, if you're going to read through it, you just have to apply your masculine part of it. Maybe we can redo this.
We
be a little more male-focused as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, I like that.
It's almost like...
There's you right there. Free there spirit.
Was, right? No, but some great things. And even if you've done the work, I love the simplicity to it. Mm-hmm. That you could, like, pick it up. That, and it'll just help like generate that momentum back to no matter where you are, whether you've done the work before, you haven't done it, or you've done any similar type work. Yeah. You know, you could just pick and choose through it to get yourself back, you know, away from that summer layoff, get back to your normal routine, and then figure out where you're going for the rest of the year, which we talked about over the last couple episodes. So
and it's kind of cool with that too is I found that everybody that I interviewed, like day 9, 10, they're like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, they were finding themselves in a new space, which was happy all the time, you know? And even though things were really going on in their lives, they're like, oh, okay. Because it gets scary because you're complacent where you are. You get real comfortable in your pain, and then you're pulling yourself out of your pain. And not even if you don't have pain in your life, but you just, you know, there's something stirring in your belly that you want a little bit more. And just do that work, but then don't stop. Just keep doing it because on your bad days, and we all have bad days, our lives go like this. You know, I'll go through and I save everything that everybody sends me. And I know it sounds crazy. That's why I always have to get bigger storage, is because all of that gratitude, all of, hey, you know, I did this because I did this, my life changed. So there's days when I want to give up and be like, I'm just throwing in the freaking towel. I'm tired. I just want to go home, go to sleep. And then I do that and I'm like, no. You don't have permission, and so that it just keeps things rolling, you know. Not only does that work for other people, but it also works for you too, so then you can see that gratitude and it just keeps exploding. And start a gratitude Facebook page with your friends, you know. It's fun. We've done it. It's really fun.
And that came to the second book, which is?
It worked.
And now what's this one about?
This is stories. So I had a pool of people that they agreed to do the work and then let me record them. So the first day they came in and we videoed, and then throughout the entire process of the 31 days, we checked in. If it wasn't daily, it was every couple days. Then they came in, we videoed, and I mean, I have people all over the country, you know, so if we couldn't be in person, we Skyped or FaceTimed or whatever we needed to do. And yeah, it's their stories. You never, ever know what is going on in somebody. You just have no idea. So the person that you think has it all together probably really doesn't, you know, but just presents themselves that way. You know, we all have stuff. And so, yeah, I cry. Every time I read that thing, I cry and cry.
Do you have a favorite story in
nope,
here?
Can't. They're each. So you pick a story.
No, I said, do you have one?
I can't.
This is yours. We're celebrating you.
Okay. No, I don't. I can't. Because each story...
Well, do you have anyone that resonated with you more than the others? I don't want to take away favorite, just in case anyone gets their feelings hurt.
No. You know, and... Because
was there anything just powerfully message-wise? Not one stuck out to you?
Stories that you tell yourself. I ended with somebody on the end. For a big purpose. Beautiful, strong Mexican woman, comes from, we're the East Side girls, you know, so we come from the wrong side of the neighborhood. And she walked into my studio and she served in the, you know, she was in military forever, strong woman, and gorgeous, just you look at her and you're like, wow. So she was a single mom, raised her daughter. Her daughter looks exactly like her. As you read the story, you'll hear some things that had happened to her, you know, that she carried a lot of shame with because she never told anybody about them. And so those things started coming out as we were doing this, you know. And so one thing she always told herself was that she wasn't pretty. Because of things that happened to her, she just didn't think that she was pretty. And she was beautiful. And by the end of the story, her 31 days, she realized that the story that she was telling herself, every time someone said to her, "You're beautiful," she'd be like, "No." But her daughter looks just like her. So her daughter was thinking she wasn't beautiful because she looked just like her mom.
Wow.
Yeah. And at the end, you know, after she let go of her shame and her guilt and processed everything that was going on, I was like, "What do you like most about yourself?" Oh my God, like I have goosebumps. She lit up like a Christmas tree and she said, "I'm beautiful." You know, I mean, just that was so powerful. And she completely changed her life. The day the book came out, I messaged her and she called me crying and she said, "Had I not done that, I wouldn't be where I am in my life right now. So thank you for taking the time to do that and taking the time to invest in me and do that." So the stories that you tell yourself, and sometimes they're affecting all the people around you. So yeah, every single one in here is so powerful and so amazing, you know? Yeah, I don't even know. Like, I had to make this short so I could get it out to you guys. So we're definitely doing, you know, there'll be a series of these. We're working with Eric and Jody Coleman, and this book, I need to revise it, and it's going to be used for the inner city kids so that they have something every day to look forward to. Yeah, and then we're going to write their stories too.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. So,
well, congratulations on that.
Thanks. You're all right. Yeah, he likes making me cry on camera. He's like, mm-hmm.
All right, so if you haven't done the work, get out and do the work, number one.
Yeah.
Right. Good. Anything else you want to share with them?
You never know. Honestly, you never know, because I know that we shared this in the first episode, but a friend from here hosted a book party, or book signing, right? Book signing, Bountiful. And that's how I met you. You came for the book signing of this book.
Oh, yeah.
And then, look now, business partners.
All right. So, get out and buy the book. Everybody have a great day.
Bye.